rest of the story. In the middle of the night, a French soldier standing in the dark street, standing knocking at the door of a dry goods store, the Farina Brothers establishment. By the way, you're in a city in western Germany during the mid-18th century. Wartime accounts for the presence of the French soldier. And the Farina brothers, well, both of them were named Johann. One was Johann Maria, the other Johann Baptist. The brothers came to Germany from Italy early in the century, started selling silk goods in 1709. 2 decades passed, the Farina brothers' enterprise grew. By then, Johann Maria had begun making a strange potion from a secret formula. And as a way of expanding the family business, he began selling the potion. Aqua Admirabilis, he called it. Even after the Farina brothers passed away, their dry goods business survived, and so did the secret formula. Oh, now where were we? Oh, yes, a French soldier. He's standing in the doorway of that same dry goods store in the middle of the night. He's banging on the door. The proprietor is asleep in the back, gropes his way through the darkness, answers the knock. What is it? He asks the Frenchman. And the Frenchman, struggling with the German language, tells the shopkeeper the rest of the story. But back in camp, one of his comrades is ill, very ill, maybe even Black Death, the plague. The soldier had heard, however, that a certain establishment in the city sells a potion for the plague, a remedy which renders the mysterious malady harmless to those yet unaffected. The proprietor nods. The soldier has indeed come to the right establishment. There is a supply of the formula already mixed. The soldier may take it with him now if he wishes. He does. And he does. And for months to come, similar transactions will be conducted at the Farina Brothers shop. There will be more French soldiers and other foreign troops as well. For these were the years of the 7 Years' War, one of history's more incredible conflicts. It eventually involved France and England and Russia and Prussia and Austria and Germany, and even Spain and Sweden and Bohemia. That city in western Germany was visited by a great many foreign troops, most of whom sooner or later were apprised of the Farina brothers' infection-fighting elixir. It was the French, however, who praised the anti-plague formula most enthusiastically, and those French soldiers carried its reputation back with them to France. As to whether the secret preparation was really effective in combating any disease, who can say? Perhaps some of the ingredients proved lethal to some bacteria. But the fact is, what began as medicine survived the centuries as something, well, something other than medicine. For this was one potion which future generations would consider undrinkable and yet no less effective. And it was named after the city in western Germany where it was first concocted by the Farina brothers. And it was used to ward off the Black Death. Today we use it to be more attractive to one another. And it's still named for that German city, Cologne. That's right, Eau de Cologne. And now you know the rest of the story.